Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We are on the road as part of a very important secret mission you'll know about very, very soon in the next 48 hours. I'll just leave it at that. Got a huge broadcast lined up for you today. I'm going to be shooting reports this morning that'll be compiled for the live show that you're watching right now. Owen Schroyer is going to be sitting in the chair covering all the breaking news, guests, and taking your calls. But let me tell you what I'm going to be breaking down and covering today. Trump swept Super Tuesday except for Vermont, and that's one of the only states where Democrats can come over in the primary and vote as Republican, and that's what they did. So this is all part of election theft, all part of election meddling. They're the party of election fraud. They're the party of stealing elections. They're the party of suing and criminally charging Trump. And you just saw the Supreme Court say it's preposterous that without him being convicted or even charged with insurrection, letting be pulled off the ballot. But still, they continue to move forward, trying to keep you from voting for who you want. So the warmongering neocon, Dick Cheney in heels, Nikki Haley, is still saying she's going to go forward. Maybe she'll drop out. Maybe by the time we air this, she would have dropped out. But this is the Democratic Party with the neocons and the Republican establishment fighting for their lives. But all the indicators show not just a massive awakening here in America, but a massive awakening across the planet. So very, very exciting information. We'll have more of that coming up. I'll also Skype or Zoom in from the road. We're doing a lot of traveling here at our secret location of the state we're in. So again, look for that coming up today. Also, we're going to do a deep dive on the massive illegal alien invasion run by the UN and Colonel McGregor on Tucker's show yesterday. The full interview is at InfoWars.com, also posted on Real Alex Jones here on X. We did an excellent job explaining that they're bringing in all these foreigners to be a paramilitary force to control the American people. And they draw parallels with Rome. But the Democrats and the deep state and the globalists and the EU and the UN admit they always use foreign troops to go in and take over countries they want to dominate. Now, they're doing this in a soft coup. They want MS-13 and gangs to be the enforcers in the blue cities. They want to collapse most of the nation and only have a few mega cities that basically feed off and control the rest of the country. You may have seen those parallels in fiction books and movies like District 9 and all the other, you know, sci-fi films where they describe systems like this. But this is how we're being herded in. This is how we're being controlled. And we're going to be looking at this real-life Hunger Games scenario that is being set up here in America and in Europe and how we can stop the globalists. Also, I'm going to be talking about a former champion, now the main contender, Ryan Garcia, who came out yesterday on a Spaces on X with Andrew Tate and others, and said that he was at Bohemian Grove and was tied down and forced to watch children being sexually assaulted. Now, we don't know if this is true or not, but I've listened to the entire Spaces last night, and it sounds to me like he's having a mental breakdown. That said, I'm not saying that there isn't serious crimes that go on in and around Bohemian Grove. We have some historical evidence of that. Ted Gunderson talked about that. But also, if people are having a mental breakdown, we need to understand that, because going with something that's not true will then discredit all the real research and the things that are going on. So I'm going to talk about Bohemian Grove. I'm going to talk about the latest infiltrations of Bohemian Grove and what Bohemian Grove really is. It's very sinister. It's a system of corruption. Richard Nixon talked about it. But most of the people that go to Bohemian Grove are not involved in Satanism. They're not involved in hurting children. But there is evidence that some of that goes on in and around that area, and there's a massive occultic system around the world, and Bohemian Grove is just one node or one major elite encampment of this cult. So we'll be breaking that all down today as well, and so much more. Infowars.com/show, Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us. A giant transmission lined up, and it starts now. products that'll change your life that are amazing. I want to sell you products that really work so you want them again. But if you don't support us, we won't be here. Plus, you really need Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% curcuminoid. The strongest other top brands are 75, 80%. Nobody makes it 95. Go to the top, one of the top makers. We said, we want the strongest you can make. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. We have Nitric Boost, 40% off. We've been selling Nitric Boost for a couple of years. Never had it below 25 because there was hardly any profit there. We went to a place that gives us stuff just as good or even better. That's where we're getting it from. And it's 40% off, passing the savings on to you. Nitric Boost. You need to experience it. You need to take it. So, InfoWarsStore.com for Nitric Boost. And so many other great products as well, like Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, Turbo Force. It's Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And I want to start the broadcast today with a very important subject. And that's the subject of why are the globalists in Europe and the United States, as well as Canada, Australia, any Western country, bringing in giant masses of foreigners from all over the world? Why is the UN and major NGOs funding this? Why does our own State Department facilitate this? And why now do we see countless Democrat politicians, both state and federal, saying we need illegal aliens to form the military in America? Now, Colonel Douglas McGregor did an excellent job yesterday on Tucker Carlson's program, laying out some of the historical parallels, and so did Tucker, between what's happening to the American Empire and what happened to the Roman Empire. The difference is the Romans didn't destroy themselves on purpose. The globalists have been extremely honest about the fact that they're trying to accelerate a similar collapse of the American Republic to what the Romans saw that took several hundred years in just a decade or so. But that's because they're collapsing the American Empire into the globalist empire, and they can't have any wealthy sovereign nations where people have an idea that they can go on vacation and have a pool and have medical care and choose where they want to go to church. People that have prosperity are uppity. People that have freedom are very hard to control. But more importantly, you don't want other people, other populations in enslaved sectors of the world looking at American culture, looking at American freedom as they did in past decades, the last 60, 70 years, and aspiring to that. You want to discredit America. You want to demonize America. You want to destroy American citizens, cities. You want to destroy American society and civilization so that everybody just basically accepts the New World Order model of absolute control. Now, when people hear about foreign troops, they think, oh, like Red Dawn, suddenly they've all got guns and suddenly they're all killing us. That's not how it's working. They said it's a long process of defunding the police, purging the military, and then bringing in military-age men who can quickly be indoctrinated and then put in more and more of those positions of power. I remember 5-6 years ago, I reported on New Mexico and Illinois and other states, Democrat-controlled, passing laws so that illegal aliens could be police officers. And, of course, now there's major moves to expand the number of illegal aliens who are in the U.S. military. That program is more than 40 years old, but it was limited to certain cases. And now they're basically saying they're going to make up our new military with these foreigners. Now, in modern examples of this, we see the UN, who has a giant global so-called peacekeeping force. And they're made up of Chinese, they're made up of Pakistanis, they're made up of a lot of big armies from third world nations and totalitarian nations like China. And when they send in these different units, they tend to keep them together. So they'll send in 10,000 Pakistani UN troops, but they're under Pakistani command and it's one cohesive group. Or they'll send in 20,000 Chinese troops into an area of Africa, but they're actually under Chinese communist command, but they take direct orders from the UN. Or they'll send in Belgian peacekeepers. There was famous cases in the early 1990s and mid-1990s of Belgian peacekeepers going into areas of the Congo and just murdering tens of thousands of people, raping men, women, children, you name it. The UN in Rwanda under the Clintons actually helped the majority group kill the minority Christians and take their land. You can look up that case. So this is really a Hunger Games model, where you have this global government with these different regions, and most of the populations are very, very poor. There's no security, no police. The resources are taken away, as you see them doing, cutting off the fertilizer, cutting off the food, cutting off the beef, trying to cut off the rice in Asia, saying it's bad for the earth. So you make everybody poor to control them. You get rid of nation states that were once wealthy and free so that people can't aspire to escape to that. And you basically then divide and conquer using different ethnic and religious populations against each other. So the globalists aren't just trying to bring down America. They're trying to bring down every country that had any original culture or any systems of freedom where there was a social contract between the people and their civilization, their government, to uphold basic rights, liberties, and freedoms. So I want to play a 7-minute clip from Tucker Carlson's powerful broadcast yesterday. I suggest you go to his X account or Tucker Carlson's website to find the whole thing. It's very important. And then I'm going to come back and talk about how we counter this and how we deal with this. But again, McGregor is focusing specifically on what they could do with all these military age men. I'm focusing on the larger balkanization and divide and conquer strategy. But before we go to the clip, it's very, very important to add here that this isn't the only type of warfare: dissolving borders, shipping in fentanyl, purging the military with critical race theory and transgenderism and poison shots so the American military leaves, that has a history of protecting the Republic, that know what their oath means, and now you can bring in more and more of the woke, you can bring in more and more of the foreigners who will just follow orders. The real warfare is cutting off the fertilizer, cutting off the Keystone Pipeline, cutting off thousands of other smaller pipelines, killing our oil drilling and gas drilling capabilities, devaluing our dollar, not letting oil companies get more oil out of American fields or buying it from Venezuela. All of that is economic warfare. Going after your range stoves, going after your natural gas heaters, going after your space heaters. Europe's already banned all that stuff. Once you're able to do that and control those things, you have total dominance. The feds just charged a man in California who was bringing in Freon to charge refrigerators and air conditioners, and because he brought in greenhouse gases. That's the green police, where you can rape or murder somebody and only spend a few months or a few years in prison. But oh, if you've got a range stove in the future, or you're raising beef like the Amish and selling it, that's not going through their system, you're being shut down. Letitia James, funded by Soros in New York, is now saying she's going to come after the beef industry. She is. She's already taken over the NRA. They're already having these fake convictions and civil convictions of Trump. So they're killing us a lot of different ways, but the big one is dividing us and conquering us, creating racial division, demonizing our founding fathers, demonizing the American flag. I told you years ago, they take down Thomas Jefferson and Robert E. Lee. Next is George Washington. So it's a cultural attack on all of us, so we don't work together, no matter what color we are, to demand the American birthright that is a trillion times better than Klaus Schwab and the UN New World Order model. So everybody looking for UN troops and blue helmets to pop up one day and we'll have our big battle then isn't understanding how this is going to work. They'll continue the process of dividing and conquering us and making us poor and creating all this crime and dissolving our borders and demoralizing us. And then if somebody like Trump gets back in, Democrats have already said they're going to activate Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the whole Islamic groups that are out over the left, to then burn American cities down. And if Trump declares the Insurrection Act like George Herbert Walker Bush did in 92, they will call him a dictator and try to drive him from office. So they might have uprisings in the next year or even 9-10 months. It'll be when Trump's president-elect, they're going to try to stop him. That's their admitted move. Or it might come 5 years from now. It might come 10 years from now. But if they can just incrementally bring us down, they'll never actually have a giant uprising and burn the country to the ground, because they won't need that. They would have already taken over the military and the police and the colleges and the infrastructure by stealth. But we're aware of their operation. We're exposing it. More and more people understand this. That's why we've got a very good chance to stop this, because it's totally illegal. It goes against common sense, it destroys prosperity, and it hurts all Americans regardless of what color you are. So I'm going to play this important clip. We're going to go to a break, and I'm going to come back and break more of this down. Please stay with us.
How did Rome fall? Historians have been debating that question, well, moving on 2,000 years now. But everyone agrees one of the reasons is pretty obvious. The Roman military, its legions, became dominated by non-citizens who in the end, because they weren't loyal to Rome, turned against Rome's citizens. So knowing that as we do, consider this series of facts. This country has been flooded with tens of millions of illegal aliens. At least 7.2 million, that's the official number, have entered since Joe Biden became president. That number is greater than the population of 32 states. So what do we do with these people? Do we deport them? No, not according to the U.S. Congress. Here's the idea.
There is no higher honor than serving your country in uniform.
And that honor could be extended to migrants under a new bill introduced by Hudson Valley Congressman Pat Ryan. Called the Courage to Serve Act, this bill would offer qualified and vetted migrants an expedited path to citizenship if they serve in the military. According to Ryan, last year the military services collected...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
if you were playing for the Eagles and suddenly you were fired and the manager of the Eagles decided to hire the third string team that works in Dallas, Texas for the Dallas Cowboys, then you went into the game and were discovered that the third stringers from the Dallas Cowboys are helping the Dallas Cowboys win, you'd be pretty upset. Well, that's effectively what these people are deciding to do. None of these people are Americans. We know from having interviewed them, they have no aspiration to be Americans. What they aspire to is to get into the consumption machine, get the ticket of entry, the free check, the free phone, the free transportation tickets, the free food, the free medical care, the free this, the free that. That's why they're coming. And people say, well, they deserve this. No, they don't. They haven't worked for any of it. In the meantime, what do Americans get? You know, we have a force right now that can't defend anything anywhere overseas very successfully. Look at the failed military operations we've had for over 20 years. And look at the border. No one brings it up. No one's even trying. No one seems to care. You know, I think the largest problem is that Washington is this ideological bubble. And everyone decides that anyone who doesn't agree with them, that the world has to be refashioned in some new image that exists only in their minds, and that anybody who disagrees with them is by definition a criminal and has to be treated as such, what better solution than finding people who have no connection to the American people, arming them, and then sending them out to oppress us? Sounds like a great solution.
The invasion has been going on for a long time, but again, it's not just a physical invasion run by the United Nations, funded by our own State Department. It is a cultural invasion to demonize American culture, to make us ashamed of ourselves, to make us all fight with each other while they put the pliable foreigners in charge who've been indoctrinated into an anti-capitalist, anti-American mindset. Just a few days ago, Elon Musk put out this post on X. Someone should download the CBP One app and make a step-by-step video of the insanity. That's a lot of planes and a lot of airports. Amazing that they kept the secret for so long. And what's he talking about? He's talking about the invasion of Biden with the 320,000 illegal aliens, most of them women and children, many of them unaccompanied children, being brought into the country and flown around secretly on airplanes. Not to be reports, Biden administration admits it secretly flew 320,000 asylum seekers into the U.S. in 2023 alone to reduce numbers at the border. So we were reporting on this when Obama was doing it. Trump stopped it as soon as Biden got in. 3.5 years ago, or 3 years and a few months ago, we were down at the Texas border showing them being loaded on large passenger jets and flown around the country. We showed you at the airports the babies being handed over with no documentation and just disappearing into a black hole. Now we have in places like New York and Illinois where they're giving them up to $95,000 a year per illegal alien or per illegal alien family as the magnet to draw him up there. And then once they get these populations drawn to the United States, most of them never get jobs. They're basically kept as groups that the left controls. So the same thing's been done in Europe with mainly military-age men, tens of millions of them. And now there's no-go zones in all the major cities. Now the Islamists are attacking everybody. This is part of the deindustrialization, destabilization campaign. I mean, look at tourism is down over 80% in places like France. Why would they go along with their own destruction? Because it's a larger plan. They've already enslaved Africa and most of Latin America and most of Asia and the Middle East. Now they want to enslave what's left of the West, and they've got that long-term project, which is now coming into focus, coming into view, of all these military-age men who will be the police officers, who will be the military. So the way to stop this is to be conscious about it, to admit it's happening, to get good governors elected, good legislatures elected, and as soon as Trump gets in, to go through all these databases of the military-age men that have been brought in, upwards of 80% of the people coming in, and then deport anyone that has a criminal record, and most of them do. And that will deal with the problem right there. Also, if they stop the poison shots in the military, which they've done, and if they stop the critical race theory and the transgenderism that's meant to drive the good men and women out, we can then recruit good people again. Another long-term reason they're doing this is to destabilize human militaries worldwide that are based on a human-based military system and to move us onto autonomous drones, both land, sea, and air and space, because they will follow globalist orders when humans are able to say no to unlawful orders. So this is a large strategic globalist goal. If you read their white papers, they admit all of this. And that's the good news is we have the replacement migration documents. Doesn't matter, the ADL says, you should be arrested if you talk about it. We have their own admissions of how they want to bring down the West. So because we have the enemy's own battle plan, if we just admit we're under attack and admit this is happening and understand that it's going to be an incremental takeover, and we don't just sit there waiting for the UN blue helmets to come and then we're going to all magically rise up and fight them. But if we peacefully, culturally come together, rediscover Americana, and not just promote the 1776 culture that's way superior to the globalist system that people inherently want, prosperity and justice and security and freedom and competition. But then we won't have to export American power via globalism to enslave people in our name. We will be able to export freedom as we were doing before, just through culture and through a velvet revolution of what I call 1776 worldwide. And that's why the globalists admit, and the CIA admits, the Justice Department admits, the congressional hearings admit, that they have been so fearful of InfoWars and what we've done in the last 29 plus years, 30 years in April, coming up on our 30th anniversary next month. Because I have studied history, I've studied culture, I've studied their systems, and I know what we're promoting is night and day compared to the tyranny and the dystopia that they're pushing. And I believe in humanity, and I believe if we warn people up front, some would listen, most wouldn't. But once the tyranny started coming into view, once it went from beta to operational, I bet on humanity and believed that you would stand up, no matter what color you are or no matter what your gender is, that you would recognize these mega corporations and these big central banks with BlackRock at their center are out to get you, and that you would never want to go along with any of their agenda or any of Hollywood's agenda. And that it's all fundamentally toxic and poisonous and antithetical to common sense. As I've said many times, we're selling iced tea or fresh water in the Sahara Desert. They're promoting sand in the Sahara Desert. What do you want when you're dying of thirst in the Sahara Desert? You want freedom. You want the crisp, clean water. You want the shade. You want the oasis of a free country with checks and balances and due process, and where you have a chance to work hard and be rewarded for your labor. Do you really want to eat the bugs? Do you really want to have nothing and own nothing and be happy? Do you really want your children taught to have their genitals cut off? Do you really want your children caught in this system and being taught to destroy themselves? No. Nobody who has any common sense or self-preservation should support that or want that or be part of that. So that's why we have to understand this is a lot bigger than just troops that are going to pop up like Jack in the Box out of nowhere. That's their backstop plan. If we're unable to get things back peacefully, then they're going to make it about race war. They're going to stage false flags. They've created those racial and cultural and religious divides. But if we understand the great game, the Balkanization they're engaged in, we don't just have a chance to win. We will win. So you've been given the enemy transmission. We've laid out how this really works. It's up to you now to research what I've said, find out it's true, and for us to organize together legally.
Please remember, we're listener supported. We got great t-shirts, books, films, the best supplements out there. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is massively discounted. Finally back in stock. The strongest curcuminoid out there. That's the extract of turmeric. So good for your body. So good for inflammation. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're there, get the best, cleanest 10-hour clean energy. It's called Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. Turbo Force. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. There's other great products that are also back in stock, 40% off, but not for long. And that is Nitric Boost to clean out your heart, your arteries, your veins, your capillaries, your cardiovascular system. Nitric Boost. Never offered it 40% off before, but we went right to the source we were getting it. Got a discount, so the sale right now is 40% off on Nitric Boost. We're funded by the people. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now live inside the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. An honor, a privilege to be with you here today. A victory lap for Donald Trump, a victory lap for America. I'm going to get into some of the numbers that have me feeling good today. I mean real good. And so I can feel good about the political news. It's a bit of a more difficult thing to feel good about when you have people exposing the Satanists, virtually, that want to run our country and want to run the planet. And you have a famous boxer right now, Ryan Garcia, who is making some statements, public statements on X about Bohemian Grove and claims he's making, like being abused and raped as a young child, being exposed to a lot of this stuff at Bohemian Grove. Boxer superstar Ryan Garcia shockingly claims evidence of elite child trafficking
alleges he was forced to watch children being raped and says he has video proof. Now, there's very few people who have done more to expose Bohemian Grove, if anybody, than Alex Jones, with his documentaries and going there and shooting it for himself. So he's going to be issuing a statement on this, and he's going to be issuing a response to all of this coming up later on in the show. Now, I've listened to Ryan Garcia's claims, and he seems to be telling the truth. But the problem that we've seen with other individuals who have made similar claims in a similar fashion, with similar threats of releasing evidence and videos and pictures, is that they never deliver. This has happened probably a dozen times since 2016. And so they talk about exposing the elites, child sex trafficking and raping and torturing and human sacrifice and all the rest, and then things just sort of disappear. And there have been other developments along the way where people mysteriously die and they say, oh, well, they were about to expose the elites. Or Isaac Cappy, I think, was one example. There was the videos of Anne Heche where she's like trying to fight for her life out of the ambulance, and then they say, oh, no, she was dead after the car crash. So there's been all kinds of crazy things in regard to conspiracy theories or claims that people are going to expose the giant child sex trafficking human torture operation. What becomes of Ryan Garcia, perhaps we'll know soon. But yeah, we know about Bohemian Grove. We know about Epstein's Sex Island and human trafficking that was going on there. The only person in a position of power right now that seems to be trying to expose this beyond what we already have is Ron DeSantis. There's an FBI cover-up of the Epstein clients. Oh yeah, Jeffrey Epstein, largest sex trafficker, blackmailer in the world, but he had no clients. He had no clients. So I'm going to be interested in hearing from Alex Jones on all of this. But yeah, we know this goes on. And it's just this matter of when are we going to cross the threshold of the full exposure and then the reaction from the justice system that is long overdue? How many members in the justice system are controlled by these same child sacrificing, trafficking cabals? So we're going to be looking into that. And then we got a bunch of other news. You know, the mask is really off for the left at this point. They really don't like being called child groomers. No, they don't. That one really seems to bother them. But why would that bother you so much? Unless it was accurate. Why wouldn't the American left join the side of what is now right-wing politics to say, hey, we don't want children being sexually groomed in the classroom? Why would the left not be joining us on that? Instead, they get defensive and saying, we're not grooming your kids. We're just teaching them about butt sex. We're just telling them about all of our sexual kinks. Don't call us groomers when we invite the pedophile drag queen to get access to your child and bounce them up and down on their lap while they're wearing a thong. We're not groomers. So the mask is off. And then they're having a response to Trump's victory last night, insulting the voters in West Virginia and Virginia, going crazy over what appears to be a phenomenal candidate to be the next governor of North Carolina. We'll talk about him. Boy, they are just, the mask is off. They are really showing how much they hate you and how concerned they are that they might be exposed for who they really are, and how concerned they are that if they lose power, well, really, they're just concerned they're going to lose power. But then there's also this fear that if they lose power and the American right continues to go in the direction of a Donald Trump, continues to go in the direction of a Ken Paxton, continues to go in the direction of a Marjorie Taylor Greene, of a Mark Robinson, of Vivek Ramaswamy, that not only will they lose power, but they'll lose everything. They'll lose everything. Their power, their influence, and then who they really are, the veneer that they hide behind, that they have a moral high ground above us, is all going away. Is all going away. Nikki Haley drops out. We'll have Trump's response to that. And I do want to dig into some of the numbers from last night, too, because there's some very important political developments. If the Democrats are going to steal the 2024 election, they're going to have to steal this thing so big, it's going to be even more obvious than 2020. And I don't know how it gets more obvious than 2020 with the vote dumps for Joe Biden at 3:30 in the morning, and he gets 130,000 votes in this state, Trump gets zero. He gets 300,000 votes in this state at once, Trump gets zero, and that happened in five states. And you look at a line graph, and it's bing right there. It's like, oh, Trump's winning all day, and then 3:30 in the morning, Joe Biden gets the perfect amount of votes in one single batch. Not one for Trump, all for Joe Biden, and the graph goes like this, and it's just the right amount to give him the lead, and then he wins. I mean, that's as obvious as it gets, but it will have to be more obvious. More obvious than Trump having 50,000 people at rallies, Biden can't get 50. They still had the hatred enough for Donald Trump that some of the left would just kind of go along for the ride, and most of the right wing was still kind of politically cucked that they just went along for the ride, too. That is not the case today after last night. So we're going to be getting into all of that. But I'm going to come back and dig into some of these numbers. Folks, remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. If you like what we do here live on air, if you like the Alex Jones Show, if you like our morning show, if you like our afternoon show, if you like the work our great crew here is doing, if you like all the extra shows and content that we create, shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We have great products on sale right now, and it's your support there that keeps us on the air.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
About Jewish space lasers, and really, why don't you off? How about that?
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. The news agents in from London. What do you think the message should be to Nikki Haley tonight?
Well, we've been encouraging her to drop out and support President Trump, and I think tonight is the clear message that President Trump is the clear front runner. He's the winner in our Republican primary, and it's time for Nikki Haley to drop out and support him.
Do you think President Trump, Mr. Trump, is closer to picking his VP, and should you be on that list?
Oh, you know, that's the question everyone asks, and no, I don't think Nikki Haley should be on the list, but of course President Trump will choose who he wants for VP.
Would you like to be on that list?
He's got a long list. I support President Trump in any way he'd ask me, but I can assure you it won't be Nikki Haley.
And can you tell me why so many people that support Donald Trump love conspiracy theories, including yourself? He seems to attract lots of conspiracy theorists.
Well, let me tell you, you're a conspiracy theorist, and the left and the media spreads more conspiracy theories. We like the truth, and we like supporting our Constitution, our freedoms, and America first. So.
What about Jewish space lasers? Tell us about Jewish space lasers.
No, why don't you go talk about Jewish space lasers, and really, why don't you off? How about that?
Thanks. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Why don't you F off? I mean, that's technically congressional record now, isn't it? I think maybe, I don't know if that's, we might have to play that without the censors. Because that was a congresswoman telling the media to F off. Now, here's what this represents. This is the new right. I'm not going to spend too much time explaining the new right, but this is the new right. We don't cower to the fake news liberal media. We don't cower to the leftist groomers that wave the gay pride flag and say, you're a bigot if you don't like us grooming kids. We're not playing that game anymore. We choose our candidates now. And this is the message. This is the understanding that needs to be had by every common sense conservative Trump voter in America. It is time to absolutely dominate the left. These people have to be dominated intellectually, dominated philosophically and dominated politically. It's time to absolutely crush them. They are the pipsqueaks. They are the cockroaches. They are the mini-mites. And it's time for them to be treated as such. That's the new game. That's the new game. We look down on them. They're the scum. They're the weaklings. They're the pathetic liars. We're the good guys. We know more than them. We're smarter than them. We're better than them. We have more of an understanding of the issues than them. We can talk better than they can talk about the issues. It's time for us to absolutely dominate them. They're weak. And when they try to throw a curveball at you like that, well, why don't you talk about the Jewish space lasers? You rear that bat back and you take a full swing and you hit that home run into the upper deck, just like Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you toss that bat aside and you round the bases with pride. That's where we're at now. No more are we going to get dominated by the pipsqueak left. Now let's look into some things from last night. Nikki Haley finally exits. Bird beak, bird brain, bird nose. The bird lady finally leaves the race. Now, the only reason she won Washington, D.C., so she's the queen of the swamp. Okay, that told us what we already knew, confirmed it. And then she wins Vermont only because Democrats voted for her. And see, but that's, well, that's a conspiracy theory. No, it's not. They would do interviews with the local media and they'd say, yeah, I'm a Democrat, but I voted for Nikki Haley because I really don't like Trump. So Nikki Haley, the only reason she got any delegates was from Democrat votes. So her numbers were greatly inflated. Now, we'll get into the numbers, and there were some significant developments as far as the numbers are concerned. Here's Donald Trump's statement on Nikki Haley's dropping out long overdue. Nikki Haley got trounced last night in record-setting fashion, despite the fact that Democrats, for reasons unknown, are allowed to vote in Vermont and various other Republican primaries. Much of her money came from radical left Democrats, as did many of her votes, almost half, according to the polls. At this point, I hope she stays in the race and fights it out until the end. I'd like to thank my family, friends, and the great Republican Party for helping me to produce by far the most successful Super Tuesday in history, and would further like to invite all of the Haley supporters to join the greatest movement in the history of our nation. Biden is the enemy. Biden is the enemy. He is destroying our country. Make America great again. Now, Nikki Haley scolds Donald Trump and says, Trump's going to have to earn my voters. Trump's going to have to earn that respect. Shut up, bird beak. What a loser. Oh, her political career is over. And thank God, by the way. Trump supporters rejoice. Trump record Super Tuesday victory speech. Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of our country. Now, there's some interesting numbers, some interesting developments after last night's victory for Donald Trump. Exit polls from Super Tuesday. Republican voters in Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, New Hampshire, and Iowa believe Joe Biden did not win in 2020. Most Republicans now, it's about 70%, do not believe Joe Biden won in 2020. And you got about 40% of Democrats that are now going along with that as well. So that's what I'm saying. They can't steal it again. It'll just be too obvious. I mean, they could. But what happens after that? I mean, now you're just entering. They lose complete. I mean, any respect or view of integrity that the American public would have for them is just completely gone at that point. Now, they'll have to start wielding their power behind the barrel of a gun. But that's what always happens with the left. They always end up stealing elections, and then they always end up having to take power and keep it by the barrel of a gun. So are we going to get to that point? Well, maybe that'll be what happens if the Democrats steal it again. But everybody's going to know it's stolen, and that's when then you decide you have to rule by the barrel of the gun. But, you know, real quick, getting back to Haley. The Trump campaigns, and we'll say campaigns, have rid the Republican Party of the Bush establishment, the McCain establishment, and now we're slowly removing ourselves from the Mick establishment. McCarthy already gone, McConnell on his way out. McDaniel should just step aside officially tomorrow and let Whatley take over for the rest of the way. I don't know why Ronna Romney McDaniel is still sticking around, but she's like the bitter clinger. I mean, this is the political takeover of the Republican Party. And I understand people, the Republican Party has a bad taste to it and a stench to it, and, you know, it's been just as corrupt as the Democrats. But we've taken it over. It's like if there's a Gatlin gun or something, or a, you know, some big weapon that's been used against us, and you're like, yeah, that weapon's bad, you know, it killed a lot of my friends and family. Well, we've got the weapon now. We're taking it now. So it's like, you don't destroy the Gatlin gun, now you have it. You use it against your enemy. So we're taking the Republican Party, folks. We are in the process of it. And when you get candidates like Mark Robinson winning the primary for the governor of North Carolina, I mean, this guy is awesome, to say the least. That doesn't mean you agree with everything he says or does. The point is, he doesn't pull punches. He tells it like it is. He's his own man, and he's going to be the governor of North Carolina. He's not going to be a bought and paid for candidate or governor like so many others. Some other interesting numbers from last night. According to polls, fewer voters think Trump committed crimes than they did a year ago and 2 years ago. So nobody buys all the lies that Donald Trump committed these crimes. Now, the Democrats still believe their party propaganda, but even on the Democrat side, the numbers are sinking rapidly. Now, I'm going to get into some of the other numbers, the turnout numbers, specifically in Colorado, and it's going to tell a larger story also about how nobody believes Trump committed the crimes.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.